U.S. troops in Greenland greet Vice President J.D. Vance with chants of USA, USA, USA. By Christina Wong on March 28, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance got a hearty welcome from American troops stationed in Greenland, who chanted USA, 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 as he took a podium during his visit there Friday. Vance arrived with Second Lady Usha Vance earlier in the day to the Piðfoss Space Base, a U.S. Space Force base on the northwest coast of Greenland. He told U.S. troops deployed at the base, "I want to bring a message from President Trump. He's grateful for your service, grateful for what you do up here, and just wanted me to tell you that he is proud of you." Vance was joined by National Security Advisor Mike Waltz and Energy Secretary Chris Wright, as well as Senator Mike Lee, RUT. Waltz told the troops, "You are continuing a tradition of the U.S. military's presence in Greenland since World War II, and President Trump is absolutely serious with the Vice President and his team about the Arctic and the security that the Arctic brings." When Vance first arrived at the base, he joked to troops, "It's cold as shit here. Nobody told me." Watch, Vice President J.D. Vance with troops in Greenland. It is the second time this week that Vance has visited with U.S. troops. On Wednesday, he visited Quantico Marine Corps Base to meet with fellow Marines and test weapons systems. Vance served 4 years in the Marine Corps, including in Iraq. At Quantico, he addressed about 750 Marines, served Marines chow in a chow hall, sat down for lunch with him, and then afterwards hit the range to fire an infantry assault rifle, a sniper rifle, a machine gun, and a howitzer. He also flew a drone. He joked that he was never senior enough to serve at Quantico, and that is why he wanted to become vice president. "As a proud member of the E4 Mafia, I had never made it to Quantico myself, but it's one of the reasons why I wanted to run for vice president. I thought maybe it was time for the colonels and generals to listen to the corporals for a change. How's that sound?" Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.